Welcome to Deception in the Last Days with your host, Randy Shelton. Randy is a member of the Biblical Discernment and Research Center. He has been studying cults and new religious movements for over 30 years. Join Randy as he discerns the deception going on now in the last days.
Sharing some current events following my series, One World Government, One World Religion, and One World in Deception. And some of these current events have been accumulating, so to speak, and I'm thankful now that I've ended that series that I could share some of these things before I go on to start another series down the road. I left you last week, for those of us who those of you who joined me, talking about the 2019 Laughlin UFO Symposium, and I quoted a gentleman by the name of Emery Smith concerning this event. He said, "This spiritual event is for those who are in search of a genuine education on suppressed truths to help spread awareness and raise consciousness in hopes of creating a better world," or, you know, a new age, I guess we could say. Now, this man, Emery Smith, and this is where I left off really last week. I was going to share some information concerning from the Transformation into the New Paradigm website. Emery Smith did an online webinar on October the 13th, 2019, so just recently. And I wanted to comment on that because this gentleman seems to be an up-and-comer in the UFO conspiracy New Age world of speakers. And I was not aware of him until recently. That's the nice thing about current events. You stay current with events. And so I assume many of you probably also have not heard of this gentleman. But I wanted to bring this to your attention because you will probably be hearing more about, you know, about him if you follow these type of events and topics. And anyway, the comments concerning this event were these. Emery Smith will be speaking to the online audience directly and answering questions via webinar Q&A. Emery will be facilitating routine online Q&A webinars to provide updates on his activities and answer ongoing questions from the public about his experiences and awareness that will soon usher in full disclosure. And full disclosure, of course, is the idea in the UFO community that at some point in time we will reach a point where there will be full disclosure concerning the alien agenda, UFOs, aliens from other planets, etc., that has been suppressed by various governments in the world, etc. Anyway, he's an interesting fellow, and of course, you never know. You have to take all of these things with a grain of salt, whatever is being said here, and I would challenge you, please take these things with a grain of salt, because this is a time of great deception, living in these last days, and I believe the greatest deception yet to come will probably be involving UFOs and ETs, etc., with the intent to have us believe that there are aliens when in reality they're demons impersonating aliens. But anyway, it says that Emery worked inside secret biological facilities deep under the New Mexico desert at Kirkland Air Force Base, New Mexico, where he was tasked with dissecting tissue samples, boy, it's getting good now, taken from extraterrestrial bodies. Furthermore, Emery has extensive experience with advanced technology, that is, regenerative medicine, anti-aging technologies, trans-dimensional technologies, biological consciousness-assisted technology, etc., and extraterrestrial biological analysis, working with otherworldly creatures ranging from small tissue samples to full-size beings. You know, sounds like something you might have read on the cover of National Enquirer magazine once upon a time. But, you know, there are a lot of things going on out there, and it's very possible there's been some kind of demonic contact with different layers in the government or behind the scenes or in other governments, if we are indeed at such a time in our history of the world that I think we're at, near the coming of Christ. wherein he's warned us of the great deception. He said, beware lest any man deceive you. So I think one of the greatest deceptions of all will be a mass deception concerning UFOs. And I'll eventually get into a series about that down the road if the Lord doesn't take us home first in a UFO. Just joking. I do not believe that. I do believe that the Lord Jesus will come back with the trump of God, and he will take his bride home via the rapture. But I think the explanation worldwide will probably be some type of UFO kidnapping or something of that sort. Of course, you won't find that written distinctly in the scripture, but I believe that would be probably the best explanation, and that is not unique or original to me. I have been studying UFOs for years, and I have come to the conclusion that that will best explain the rapture when it takes place as part of this great end-time delusion that God himself is going to send upon this world, we're told in the epistles of the Thessalonians. Now, moving on in this article, it says in 1990, Emery became active duty in the U.S. Air Force and was stationed at Lakeland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. From there, he went on to surgical tech training at Shepherd Air Force Base in Wichita Falls, Texas, and then on to England Air Force Base in the 23rd Tactical Fighter Wing located in Alexandria, Louisiana. So it's called England Air Force Base, but it was in Louisiana. Anyway, where he worked as a surgical technologist and surgical first assist. Finally, he was transferred to Kirkland Air Force Base in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He says these positions allowed him to work under various specialized surgeons where each individual taught him multiple procedures and various ways on how to perform them. This uncommonly vast and varying knowledge attained by Emery became highly valuable to those searching for an assistant with such skills in the underground compartmentalized laboratories. This led Emery to be offered a moonlighting job at both Sandia National Laboratory facilities and Los Alamos National Laboratory facilities, and eventually facilities all over the world, due to the varying surgical experience and intense knowledge of biologics and genetics he gathered during his time working and studying on base, in the field, and at the hospitals. The article goes on. Working at the laboratories became a milestone for him in his pursuit of the truth, where he openly talks about his experiences working at these facilities for the first time in 25 years, publicly at symposiums and as a guest on Gaia TV's Cosmic Disclosure. Emery's experience working for the military, compartmentalized contract corporations, their hospitals and their laboratories became the foundation of knowledge and experience in which he later utilized down the road after being honorably discharged after 7 years of service, taking what he learned and forming his own medical and biotechnology companies. The devices he has invented since, including the first tabletop stem cell concentrator and pure PRP concentrator, are based off of this unique classified education and are used in clinics for healing all around the world today. See, this is all interesting, but of course I don't know if this is complete truth or not, but I would certainly keep your antenna up when you're dealing with folks that are making certain claims, as this man does, as far as dissecting alien tissue, etc. So I'm going to leave Emery Smith there, but that is just a current event that came to my attention that I wanted to bring to your attention. And now, this is an article that came out in the True Daily website. And this is not the only place this article came out, but this is a short article, and I chose this as it is brief, but I had read this on other sites. I don't know that much about True Daily website, but I do know that this particular information has come out on reputable websites, and so what I share is reputable, to be sure. So September 20th, 2019, it says, in a startling turn of events, the U.S. military is confirming that newly released UFO footage is in fact real. As Military.com reports, for the first time, the U.S. Navy has acknowledged that the three UFO videos that were released by former Blink 182 singer Tom DeLonge, and some of you might be familiar with that rock group. I'm not, but I am familiar that Tom DeLonge has kind of given up his music career to pursue ufology. Anyway, goes on to say, and published by the New York Times. Here you go. Bingo, yeah. He's acknowledged, the U.S. Navy has acknowledged that the three UFO videos that were released by him and published by the New York Times are of real unidentified objects. The Navy considers the phenomena contained, depicted in those three videos as unidentified. Navy spokesman Joseph Gradisher told the Black Vault, which is a website dedicated to declassified government documents. Gradisher added that the unidentified aerial phenomenon terminology, that would be UAP, I suppose, is used because it provides the basic descriptor for the sightings, observations of unauthorized, unidentified aircraft objects that have been observed entering and operating in the airspace of various military-controlled training ranges. And, you know, by the way, that's taken place over the years quite a bit. This is something, a topic that has been commented on in the past over many years. But anyway, I digress. The article goes on to say, the statement has been corroborated with other media outlets. Fox News has reached out to the U.S. To the Navy for additional comment for this story. And then the question is posed, if the U.S. military is finally admitting that these videos are genuine, what are they still trying to keep secret? And, you know, by telling you this, I must say, hopefully, that no men in black are going to be stopping by my house. And also, you know, since I've told you all this, I will now have to kill you. Anyway, that's a joke, and hopefully you all are familiar by now, some of you, with my sense of humor. But interesting, I'm telling you, very, very fascinating, the things that are going on as we see all of the other events and Bible prophecies being fulfilled and strange phenomena all over the place. These are some of the current events that I've chosen to share with you. Now, this is from the Harmony Connects website. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. Let me see if I'm on target. Yes, the Harmony Connects website. And there is what is known coming up November 8th through the 11th is the 11-11 Star Knowledge Conference. Chief Golden Light Eagle brings all together. And it says here in a description of the event, join us in the glorious mountain setting of Estes Park, Colorado, near the Rocky Mountain National Park for a once-in-a-lifetime experience. This is a conference like no other. Not only do we bring you the teachings of the Starways, but we enlighten our guests with knowledge and ancient wisdom of the galactic star nations through the wisdom keepers, alternative healers, authors, channelers, light language speakers, and insiders to the truth of what is happening on a galactic level. And I think the key word here would be channelers, because we know that's a term for mediumship, and the New Age term for that, of course, that popularized was channelers, people who channeled spiritual beings and their wisdom from the other side and from other dimensions and from other galaxies and, you know, from all kinds of odd places. Anyway, you know, I've studied a lot and looked into this a lot, the whole ufology phenomenon, and you know, a big chunk of all of this it involves Native American spirituality, and there is the term the Star People and the Space Brothers. Particularly, I think the Star People is the term that's used, but alien contactees, they also have used that term, the Space Brothers, etc. In other words, they're just evolved brothers, you know, brothers from another planet or whatever. But anyway, they're, you know, just that we are all linked in a pantheistic sort of way. We're all God, and we just have to recognize our inner divinity, and that there are alien intelligences that are more advanced than we are, and that some of these folks are doing us the pleasure of channeling this wisdom, this ancient wisdom, through chosen channelers. And they're described as the Space Brothers. You know, they're our brothers. They're higher up the evolutionary food chain than we are, spiritually speaking. but they're space brothers, and the Native American groups that believe that they're in contact with these beings from other planets describe them as star people. And the galactic star nations is described here. So anyway, it says, going on, it says, all with a touch of ceremony. In other words, all this is going to take place on a galactic level, all with a touch of ceremony. Chief Golden Light Eagle, your host and founder of Star Knowledge Conference, teacher of the Starways, Chief Golden Light Eagle is one of the original code carriers of Turtle Island, North America. Nakota Sundance Chief Golden Light Eagle is a member of the Nakota, and I can't pronounce a lot of these words, and I won't be sharing a lot of them, fortunately, Nakota Ahenkatanwa Band of South Dakota, a spiritual advisor and one of the Sundance chiefs for the Yankton Sioux, and I'll leave it at that. There's about three more terms that would be difficult for me to pronounce, but associated with the Sioux tribe, apparently. Through years of prayer and ceremony with a group of spiritual teachers, he has brought forth interpretations of the star laws. Finally, Chief Golden Eagle will be sharing about the 11-11, 12-12, and 13-13 teachings featured in the books that he authored through the guidance of spirit and ceremony. So if there's going to be an 11-11 star knowledge conference, can a 12-12 star knowledge conference and a 13-13 star knowledge conference be far behind? I think not. I think so. I would imagine there's, of course, going to be more and more of these current events, which just tells us that the new age and the new spirituality is not dead. It has morphed into various terms, terminologies, etc., but we find the core beliefs of new age belief popping up in Native American religion and UFO conferences and UFO speakers, and it's just a wild and crazy time that we live in, isn't it? But now I want to move now to a current event which involves this is a magazine that it's called Light on Light, New Age magazine, and it was, again, as I say, current events. I discovered this recently on our notification on my computer, and I want to go there now. Actually, there we go. Light on Light magazine, and this is really associated with Kurt Johnson's Interspiritual Multiplex of Interfaith Congress. The Interspiritual Network invites you into our partnership with Unity Earth and our two e-magazines, and one of which is the Light on Light magazine. And in this recent issue, these are some of the people that are, there are articles concerning and interviews, etc. And we have people like Deepak Chopra, who I'm sure most of you have heard of probably if you've ever accidentally landed on Oprah's program, scanning through the channels. Deepak Chopra. In fact, he is the cover boy for this particular issue. Jeanne Houston, who is a big New Age leader. I've mentioned on more than one occasion that she entered the Clinton White House and taught Hillary how to get in contact with entities who were pretending to be Eleanor Roosevelt and other spiritual luminaries, basically a form of channeling. Also, Greta Thunberg, who many of you are saying, what? You know, who is that? Well, Greta Thunberg has got her 15 minutes and more of fame, as she's the young child, I think from Sweden, one of the nations, over the European nations, that's really been taken advantage of as kind of a poster child to speak out against those who deny climate change or man-made climate change. And so, of course, they've got a tribute to Greta in this current magazine. Michael Beckwith, who I mentioned, I believe, yeah, I did, last week, who I've heard speak at New Age conferences out in L.A. Brian McLaren, And I'm leaving out actually, there's Chuck Pagano, a former coach of the Indianapolis Colts. You know, go figure. Brian McLaren, the emerging church leader that somehow claims to be a Christian. Somehow he pumped up in this magazine. So how about that? But anyway, moving on to other items of interest in this magazine, I mentioned Greta Thunberg. Actually, she's a Swedish. She's from Sweden, I think, if I didn't already mention that. And it's just interesting, you know, how the Nazis used children to promote propaganda. And I think the modern day totalitarian globalists are pulling the same trick with Greta and others. So pray for that young girl that she can find the real truth in Christ. And moving into the magazine, a tribute to Father Thomas Keating, a legacy event on July 12th through the 14th, 2019. And I didn't look into the details of this. I just see the article there in front of me on the online magazine. And isn't that interesting? Father Thomas Keating is one of probably three or four individuals most responsible for making contemplative prayer, which is part of general contemplative spirituality, so popular, not just among the Catholic Church, which, of course, he was a Catholic monk, but within the evangelical church, among professing Christians who, of course, should know better. Now, if contemplative prayer is such a good thing, and since it's not to be considered something dangerous spiritually, then what in the world are they giving a tribute to this man in their very New Age magazine? And, of course, I think that question pretty much answers itself. That there is a lot wrong with contemplative prayer and contemplative spirituality, as it is a counterfeit form of spirituality. Now, I think I've exhausted all that I wanted to say concerning that magazine. So we want to move now to the next current event. And, of course, I've spoken before. This is from the Parliament of World Religions website, and I've spoken a lot about them in my series, you know, on One World Government, One World Religion, One World in Deception. But this is a current event which I wanted to bring up because, well, you'll see why. And from their website, it says, a renewed understanding of peace at the 17th World Summit of Nobel Peace Laureates. As previously reported, the 17th World Summit of Nobel Peace Laureates gathered in Mérida, Mexico from September 19th through the 22nd, 2019, to make an urgent call to all countries and organizations of the world, their leaders and citizens, to build a culture for peace. The Parliament of the World's Religions was represented on stage by Ambassador for Peace, Security and Nuclear Disarmament, Jonathan Granoff, as he moderated the session, Four Priorities for Nuclear Disarmament, and by Parliament Chair Audrey Kitagawa offstage as she connected with attendees and speakers alike. And by the way, going back to that statement that the intent is an urgent call to help build a culture for peace. And what does it say in the scripture? Those of you who are biblically literate when it comes to Bible prophecy, I believe it's in Thessalonians when it says, and when they shall say peace and peace, then sudden destruction will come upon them. And I think the primary reference there might be to Israel, who at some point in the future will be temporarily deceived by Antichrist. But I like to say that generally speaks to a lot of people in this world who really believe that somehow man is going to bring peace to this world. But the reality is sudden destruction is going to come because only the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, can bring peace to this world. And, God is going to bring destruction in the form of the Great Tribulation, and the judgment of God will come upon this world, the time of Jacob's trouble, upon all those who've rejected the free gift of salvation. So anyway, moving on, I want to get through this. I don't have a lot of time left. This session, this podcast, so we will try to do all of these current events, finish up with next week. Anyway, it goes on. The summit gathered around the theme, Leave Your Mark for Peace, and addressed various important issues, including social and economic development, Indigenous Peoples, Cultures, and Regional Peace, Global Demographics, Global Media Responsibility and Peace Building, Nuclear Disarmament, Rule of Law, and International Cooperation and Peace Education. And it really sounds an awful lot like the Global Oneness meeting, conference that took place that I talked about in last week's podcast, if you want to look to the archives for that. Nobel Prize winners in attendance, including, and I won't list all of them, but some of them, you might know the names, Presidents Frederick Wilhelm de Klerk from South Africa, Lech Walesa from Poland, I'm familiar with those two at least, and I will leave the rest out. They will remain nameless because I don't know their names well, and I suspect that you might not either. The summit also featured representatives of the prize-awarded organizations and Peace Laureates foundations such as Institutes of International Law, American Friends Service Committee, Albert Schweitzer Institute, and, you know, there was a college in Orange County, I remember, that used to have conferences that were very liberal, and I can't remember the name of that college, but I went there for a conference relating to world peace and world religions and all that, and very liberal. The High Commissioner for Refugees, the Nelson Mandela Foundation, again, I'm only choosing a few of these, Desmond Tutu Peace Foundation, he claims to be I guess he is a bishop in the Episcopal Church, but extremely liberal and no real connection to biblical Christianity whatsoever. Anyway, moving on to close out, the summit also featured a special address by Pope Francis, a performance by Ricky Martin, and a climate strike in solidarity with youth around the world. Sounds like Greta, something that the Greta girl that I mentioned earlier, Greta Thunberg, I believe, would have been involved with. Anyway, it says that the laureates in attendance issued a statement in solidarity with the youth-led global climate strike and called for immediate action at the United Nations Emergency Climate Summit in New York City taking place this week. Now, this would be a segue where I would go right into the next article that I wanted to speak about, a current event, but you'll have to wait till next week for that.